जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी राय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय 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 ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमान डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी और ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज और ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज और ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज और ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल ध्रुव महाराज लीव्स होम टेक्स्ट नंबर 54 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मंत्रेणानेन देवस्य कुर्याद्रव्यमयीं बुधः सपर्या विविधैर्द्रव्यैर् देशकाल विभागवेत् ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मंत्रेणानेन देवस्य कुर्याद्रव्यमयीं बुधः सपर्या विविधैर्द्रव्यैर् देशकालविभागवित् ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मन्त्रेणानेन देवस्य कुर्याद्द्रव्यमयीं बुधः सपर्या विविधैर्द्रव्यैर् देशकालविभागवे। देशकाल विभाग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मन्त्रेणानेन देवस्य देशकाल विभाग माता जी देवाय मन्त्रेणानेन देवस्य कुर्याद्द्रव्यमयीं बुधः व्यये देशकालविभागवे। ओम ओ माय लॉर्ड नमः। आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस Bhagavate unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudevaya unto the Supreme Lord Vasudeva, Mantrena by this hymn or mantra, Anena this Devasya of the Lord, Kuryat one should do dravyamayim physical buddhaha one who is learned saparyam worship by the prescribed method vividhaihi with varieties dravyaihi paraphernalia desha according to country kala time, vibhagavit, one who knows the divisions. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. This is the 12-syllable mantra for worshipping Lord Krishna. One should install the physical forms of the Lord, and with the chanting of the mantra, one should offer flowers and fruits and other varieties of foodstuffs exactly according to the rules and regulations prescribed by authorities. But this should be done in consideration of place, time and attendant conveniences and inconveniences. Purport. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya is known as the Dvadashakshara Mantra. This mantra is chanted by Vaishnava devotees and it begins with Pranava or Omkar. There is an injunction that those who are not Brahmanas cannot pronounce the Pranava Mantra. But Dhruva Maharaj was born a Kshatriya. He at once admitted before Narada Muni that as a Kshatriya, he was unable to accept Narada's instruction of renunciation and mental equilibrium, which are the concern of a Brahmana. Still, although not a Brahmana but a Kshatriya, Dhruva was allowed on the authority of Narada to pronounce the Pranava Omkara. This is very significant. Especially in India, the caste Brahmanas object greatly when persons from other castes who are not born in the Brahmana families recite this Pranava mantra. But here is tacit proof that if a person accepts the Vaishnava mantra or Vaishnava way of worshipping the deity, he is allowed to chant the Pranava mantra. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord personally accepts that anyone, even one of a low species, can be elevated to the highest position and go back home, back to Godhead, simply if he worships properly. The prescribed rules, as stated here by Narada Muni, are that one should accept the mantra through a bona fide spiritual master and hear the mantra in the right ear. Not only should one chant or murmur the mantra, but in front of him, he must have the deity or physical form of the Lord. Of course, when the Lord appears, it is no longer a physical form. For example, when an iron rod is made red hot in a fire, it's no longer iron, it is fire. Similarly, when we make the form of the Lord, whether of wood or stone or metal or jewel or paint, or even a form within the mind, it is a bona fide spiritual transcendental form of the Lord. Not only must one receive the mantra from the bona fide spiritual master like Narada Muni or his representative in the disciplic succession, but one must chant the mantra. And not only one must chant, but he should also offer whatever foodstuff is available in his part of the world according to time and convenience. The method of worship, chanting the mantra and preparing the form of the Lord, is not stereotyped, nor is it exactly the same everywhere. It is specifically mentioned in this verse that one should take consideration of the time, place and available conveniences. Our Krishna consciousness movement is going on throughout the entire world, and we also install deities in different centers. Sometimes our Indian friends, puffed up with concocted notions, criticize, this has not been done, that has not been done. But they forget this instruction of Narada Muni, of one of the greatest Vaishnavas. Dhruva Maharaj. One has to consider the particular time, country and conveniences. What is convenient in India may not be convenient in the Western countries. Those who are not actually in the line of acharyas or who personally have no knowledge of how to act in the role of acharya unnecessarily criticize the activities of the ISKCON movement in countries outside of India. The fact is that such critics cannot do anything personally to spread Krishna consciousness. If someone does go and preach, taking all risks and allowing all considerations of time and place, it might be that there are changes in the manner of worship. But that is not at all faulty according to Shastra. Srimad Veera Raghav Acharya, an acharya in the disciplic succession of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, has remarked in his commentary that chandalas, or conditioned soul who are born in lower than Shudra families, can also be initiated according to circumstances. The formalities may be slightly changed here and there to make them Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that his name should be heard in every nook and corner of the world. How is this possible unless one preaches everywhere? The cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavad Dharma, And he specially recommends Krishna Katha or the cult of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. He recommends that every Indian, considering this task to be para upakar or welfare activity, take the Lord's message to other residents of the world. Other residents of the world does not refer only to those who are exactly like the Indian Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, or like the caste Brahmanas who claim to be Brahmanas because they were born in the families of Brahmanas. The principle that only Indians and Hindus should be brought into the Vaishnava cult is a mistaken idea. There should be propaganda to bring everyone to the Vaishnava cult. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. There is no bar to propagating the Krishna consciousness movement even among people who are born in Chandala, Mlecha or Yavana families. Even in India, this point has been enunciated by Srila Sanatana Goswami in his book Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is Smriti and is the authorized Vedic guide for Vaishnavas in their daily behavior. Sanatana Goswami says that as bell metal can turn to gold when mixed with mercury in a chemical process, so by the bona fide diksha or initiation method, anyone can become a Vaishnava. One should take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession, who is authorized by his predecessor spiritual master. This is called Diksha Vidhan. Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Vyapashritya, one should accept a spiritual master. By this process, the entire world can be converted to Krishna consciousness.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktavran Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Ram Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, who is non-different from Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. With Radharani, who is none other than Gadadhar Pandit at Tota Gopinath Mandir, would discuss Dhruva Akhyan literally hundreds of times. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna in the mood of Radharani, with Radharani, is discussing Bhagavatam, fourth canto, not the tenth canto. If a person has realization of Krishna as the absolute, irrespective of whatever his name, his form, his qualities, his message, his abode, this is what absolute means. As Srila Prabhupada would say, for a sincere, advanced, realized devotee of the Lord, Krishna's Kurukshetra Leela on the battlefield and also his Ras Leela in the groves of Vrindavan is equally enthusing because Krishna is involved. It's not about the topic, it's about Krishna being involved. In this story of Dhruva Maharaj, especially this particular chapter, actually every verse, every incident, every chapter, every canto is actually presenting Krishna, and in so many wonderful ways each one can act like a password to open the file of love of God. So in this particular little incident, a small incident, basically this chapter is a very simple incident that here's a king who has two queens, and sometimes it does happen, however powerful these personalities are, just happened that one is little more favorite than the other. Dasharath was like that. Lord Ram's father, among the three queens, he was always with Kaikeyi, the youngest one. You know, like he was like 60 and she was like 16. They got married after a very long time. One very senior Vaishnava was presenting, he said, there were cobwebs growing in Kausalya's palace. Because he would hardly visit. Because he was not visiting, she would not clean up. Other than the deity room, of course. And she had fully taken shelter. And that caused the whole problem. The whole Ramayana was the result of that. And the whole incident started with this. That, you know, she's there and she's standing there, Suruchi is standing there, you know, looking like there was a drama done, so I mean, very graphically in my mind. Here is Uttanapad sitting and, you know, one on the lap and the other one is like Dhruva Maharaj holding garland in front of Narasingadev, something like that, is waiting to get onto the lap. And there is Suruchi. If it is painted, it's like that, you know. She's very proud and she looks, you know, pitifully at Dhruva. This can be picturized very nicely. And he wants to get onto the lap and she, you know, kind of passes a very, very critical comment, and he desperately looks to the father. Mother is a little bit tough. And naturally, child goes to the father, looks to the father for shelter. And he is totally non-committal. In fact, he is, you know, looking at Suruchi, not even looking at Dhruva. And that is the time he felt completely no shelter, shelterless. And he runs. And the way Suniti presents is something that as counselors all of us should learn. Very important lesson for counselors. We are doing devotee care seminar, caregivers. Actually, she herself was so neglected. She says, for her to say this, my dear child, he forget about the queen. I'm the elder queen. Forget about the queen. Even a maid servant is given more attention than me. For her to actually say this, she didn't want to say this, but looking someone so loving, I mean, even Kausalya says this, Dasharath has neglected me. I don't mind. My only survival is I am looking at you. And if you go away, better carry my body also. What is the point in me living here? What she undergoes, you know, being the empress, she is the emperor's first wife. And that's her situation. Absolutely, you know, neglected, miserable, deprived of rightful affection, care. There is a hope at least in Dhruva. And even he is coming like this. She doesn't want to, but it just comes off. But even at that moment, the amazing part is, she absolutely has no negativity. In fact, from this most negative situation, like a Sargrahi Vaishnavi, she extracts the essence. Within the worst situation, when we say that, you know, God is all, we say this three statements. God is omnipotent, omniscient, and all-loving. If you are convinced of these three things, God is omniscient, that means there's nothing that he does not know, omnipotent, there's nothing that he can't do. So if someone is omniscient, he knows you through and through, your weakest points, and is all-powerful, and you are completely at his disposal, his mercy. Can you imagine what a dangerous situation it is? He knows you through and through and is all powerful. Fortunately, he is all loving. Therefore, all knowing and all powerful is such a hope giving thing, because he loves. Whatever he does is best for us. And he knows what is best. And if he wants to do something, no one in the creation can change that plan. And because, so, in every situation you try to sincerely understand what could be the plan of Krishna and pray that I respond in a proper way according to his plan, in alignment with his plan. Tateinukampam sushamikshamanu bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam. If this is our attitude, then every situation, like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj says, there are three types of mercy Krishna gives. Mercy from the front, mercy from the side, and mercy from the back. Mercy from the front is you prayed for it, you longed for it, you looked out for it, and you got it exactly as you wanted it. Krishna, if you can do this, really I'll consider you love me. And exactly the same thing happens next day. I knew, Krishna, you love me. As if suddenly you realize. Unconditionally love since time immemorial. Mercy from the side. You didn't expect. Suddenly a big plate of Mahaprasad was brought. Prabhuji, Somebody told it should be given to you. This is called mercy from the side. And mercy from the back, the last thing you ever expect to happen, not even to your enemy, and that happens to you. In that situation, to say, thank you, Krishna, is only possible when you actually see Krishna, yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvamcha mahi pashyati. That it, absolutely Krishna is under full control. He loves me unconditionally and He knows what is best for me and He has put the situation. Therefore, the only prayer, as Bhurijan Prabhu mentions in one particular lecture, he says, the only question that devotee should be asking is, in this circumstance, in this situation, in this condition, please give me the good intelligence and strength, Krishna, so I respond in a way that I can see your mercy. Tattenu kampam sushamikshamanu. So, in this situation, how can I take shelter of Krishna? How can I remember Krishna? How can I respond in a way that I go closer to Krishna? Very easy to say this, sitting on the Vyasasana, giving a nice talk. But to walk through those situations and still see that, it's not easy. And she takes the essence of what Suruchi has said. He said, my dear child, she is right. Because Suruchi said four things. First she said, Dhruva, if you want to occupy that seat, number one, you have to perform austerity. And that austerity should eventually please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased, He will show mercy to you. Anugraha. He will be compassionate upon you. He will show His compassion, He will show His mercy. Then you can ask Him to be born in my womb. That was her interpretation. That was her, perception. And Suniti, from that situation, she took just the essence. She said, she's right. You have to perform austerity. You have to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead and bless His blessings. And then she turned it such an amazing way. She said, Brahma did the same thing to become the ultimate authority within this universe. Your grandfather, Swayambhu Manu, did the same thing. Mahajano ye nagadasapantha. By doing this, Suniti also became a Mahajan. How to see that situation? And not only how to actually help others see this situation. In the worst of situation, to see that silver lining and to move closer to Krishna, to take shelter of Krishna, to remember Krishna. That's love of Krishna. So, then Dhruva walks out, Narada Muni is there. Narada Muni is kind of testing before initiating. And Dhruva has the right attitude also. Little bit of, obviously a Kshatriya. He felt himself disqualified. At the same time, there was eagerness to get what he wanted. Born out of that disqualification is patience. And born out of that eagerness is enthusiasm. We also see in our society today, people aspiring for initiations. I was thinking about that. One should absolutely feel disqualified. When you demand, it's not a proper mood. That means you feel you are qualified. So born out of that disqualification, feeling of disqualification is patience. But at the same time, born out of that eagerness is, I'll keep on trying from my side. But at the same time, I'm also utsahat and dhairyat. Nishchayat, one day, avashya, you know, something will happen. But that's such an amazing balance. And Narada Muni, after testing and seeing that he's the right candidate, Narada, only when the Lord wants to give something, you know, by the mercy of the Lord, you get a guru, by the mercy of guru, you get a Lord, as they say. Narada is at the right place, at the right time. Because how does Narada happen to come at the right place, at the right time? All these personalities. Shukdev Maharaj, Shukdev Goswami, coming at the right place at the right time to speak the right thing to the right person with the right attitude. Why? Cherur vihayasa lokan lokeshu vigatas praha. When a person has no other desire other than the desire of the Lord, you become an instrument of the Lord's compassion. And he, because you allow the Lord, nachao nachao prabhu nachao se mate, kashtero putali, they are like simply like transparent wire media. My Lord, make me dance the way you want. And Krishna takes them at the right place to the right individual at the right time to manifest his plan to the whole world. So through this incident, we can see how Naraji comes to the right place. Because he has the right attitude now. He has a determination and, you know, to do his part. And therefore, vyavasaya atmika buddhir ekeha. And therefore now he is kind of guiding him. And he's talking about, so he's giving him the mantra. I was once discussing I was introduced by one of my close relatives to one lady from another organization who believe in the all-pervading nature of the Lord more than a personal form. And she was asking me, what is your sadhana? I said, we chant the name. You know, Kali Kale Nama Rupe. We are not of that. Namna Harar Namaiva Kevalam. I was just telling you, that is our main sadhana. And she asked me, in naam mein kya rakha hai? Naam mein kya rakha hai? And I was thinking in my mind, sab kuch to usi mein rakha hai. Naam bina kichhu nahi guara chauda bhuvana maje. Because naam is non-different. Then kind of, you know, like the discussion went on and I said something. I don't know whether she was convinced. But after walking away, I was not convinced that I could have given a better answer. On the spot, I said something. But then that was going on in my mind for several hours. And then I was thinking, actually, that name is the point from which the rupa, you know, naam, from the naam you get the rupa, from the rupa you get the guna, and from the guna you enter into the leela. Shri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Namna. Leela, Guna, Rupa and Nam. Actually, in our case it goes reverse. Now name is just a name for us. Well, theoretically we understand name is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, we need to regularly hear the Leela. The more and more we hear the Leela of Krishna, activities of Krishna, because activities manifest the quality. How do you know a person is kind, generous, munificent, brave, compassionate? Until you see him acting. When you do something, then you, kya namra hai? Kya sahanshil hai? So only by attentively and faithfully regularly hearing the activities of Krishna, we understand how wonderful Krishna is, what qualities he has. And when you develop attachment to the qualities, you are eager to see that person. When you have heard so much about the quality of a person and the activity of a person, and suddenly you say that person has come, he's just here. Sarvadharman Parityaja, you leave everything and run to see that person. Ah, wow, the same person. We want to be connected. You know, we stand in front of him and take a selfie just to show. Mai dekha usko. It's natural to develop an attachment to the form. And then when you just hear his name, the name acts like a password which opens the whole file of form, qualities. The next time I meet that lady, I'm going to tell her, tell me one person whom you love the most in your life. And she says, so and so. Then I say, what was his name? And if I tell that name of that individual, think about this. If I tell you a name of some individual whom you love, what comes in my mind? What comes in your mind first? As soon as you hear the name, you see the person's form. And as soon as you see that form, there are so many wonderful feelings you get because, oh, he's such a compassionate, he's so loving, so wonderful. Why? Because you start remembering, he did that, he did this, he did that. Therefore, you want to visit him in his abode sometimes. It's far away. So, this mantra, like Mukundamala Stotra also called, is like, this is so small, like an aushadhi or like a mani. Small, but its impact is, you take the little tablet, compose tablet, and you are compose, just asleep. You and a fellow 186 kilos, he takes 5 grams and then he goes to sleep. It affects the whole body. So the name is given. Along with the name, Naraji is giving what is called as Anupan. Anupan in Ayurveda means an item which enhances the effect of the medicine. Say you have some medicine. You take it with dahi. This you take it with milk. This you take it with honey. This you take it with warm water. Why it is said like that? Because its full potency, manifestation of effectiveness happens with one particular type of medium. And that medium which enhances the effect of the medicine is called Anupan. That reminds me of a very beautiful pastime of Radharani and Krishna, written by Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj in his book, that Radharani. Once Krishna and Radharani were meeting in some kunja, and Krishna was laying his head on the lap of Srimati Radharani, and Radharani looked a little disturbed. He asked why. He said, I'm very angry. Said, why? Because the whole Vrindavan is calling me Krishna Kalankini. You know? Tu Kalank hai. Why? Because of my love for you. Now, all the great Mahajans love you. All the Rishis love you and they are glorified. All the demigods love you, they are glorified. And if I love you, what is the point? What is the difficulty? Why do they blame me? Therefore, I am going to commit suicide. I can't tolerate this. Krishna said, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. I'll set everything right. Next day, Krishna falls sick. Tremendous temperature, goes into a delirium. Sometimes he faints. Seeing this, Yashoda Mai, everyone is tremendous anxiety. And Nanda Maharaj sends people all over to call some Vaidya. And no Vaidya is available. And then Nanda Maharaj says, now I have to go to find a Vaidya. And he starts going. And right at the gate, there is a doctor with a lot of books and, you know, all the ingredient medicine box. He's dark complexion. I don't know who he was, but he's smiling. And he says, I'm a Vaidya. I'm coming here to cure anyone who has any problem I can cure. So, yeah, I was just looking for you. Nobody knows he's Krishna. You know, photocopy. He's coming. And the Krishna, the doctor comes, Vaidya comes and holds the palm and then, I mean, pulse, and he says, very serious problem, very serious, very difficult. Yashodama is very difficult. Is there any possibility? There is a possibility. I just have the medicine. I have the medicine. They're very happy, but again she becomes sad. What happened? But, you know, but I need a anupan. I need a medium in which the medicine is to be mixed for it to have full effect, instant effect. Said, what is that anupan? He draws some circles on the ground and calculates. And then, yes. He said, I need the most chaste lady in the whole of Brajbhumi. And I have a pot which has 100 holes in it. Now this chaste lady has to walk with this pot, go to Yamuna and pick up the water and bring it here. You know, which is big distance. What water will remain? 100. And if it is brought, and if this medicine is mixed in that, instantly Krishna will get cured. So, news spreads. And Radharani's sister-in-law and mother-in-law, Jatila and Kutila, they come running. I said, and Jatila says, I will do it. I'll do anything for Krishna. No problem. I'm the most chaste wife, I know. And then she takes the pot and she goes to Yamuna. And as soon as she goes there, she falls inside. And she picks up. Nothing comes out. The whole water comes. And everyone starts laughing at her. She's very angry. If I am not chaste, even Parvati is not chaste. What nonsense. Something is wrong. This is the exception. If she's angry, it goes away. So many others come and try. No, nobody is able to do this. Ultimately, Mother Yashoda is so disturbed. She says, she takes up the pot. She says, I will go and do it. If I have served Nanda Maharaj, immediately the doctor says, hold it, relax. This medicine will not apply if the mother of the patient does it. Mother of the patient should not do, somebody else should. So then everyone is catching, what to do? Then they turn to him and say, what to do now, Krishna? No, the doctor again calculates and says, think, there must be some lady who is not yet come here. And then he says, Radharani has not come. Jatila says, forget it, she, impossible, she is not at all chaste. They don't call her because nothing else. And Radharani comes and she is given the pot. And she sees it, she looks at Krishna and she goes. And then she prays to Krishna and looks in the pot. And in the pot, she sees Krishna smiling. She said, go ahead. And she goes right in the middle of the Yamuna and she picks it up. And puts the pot and picks up. And she sees Krishna with hundreds of hands and fingers blocking all the holes. And not a drop falls of that water. And she smilingly walks and brings it. And of course, the whole Brajbhumi comes to know the glory of Radharani. Anyway, the point is anupan. So, Naraji is saying that for the effect of this medicine of holy name. Naam bina kichu nahi gwara chaudha. Enechi aushadhi maya nashibara lagi. Harinama mahamantra lao tumi magi. But to have the powerful effect, deity worship is like the anupan, which helps from the mode of passion that Dhruva is in to gradually bring him to that mode of a favorable mode where he can actually focus on the holy name. So these are, you know, like a basic ingredient which helps us to become pure so that we can focus on the holy name more and more. This is a very, very anukulyasa sankalpo pratikulyasa varjanam. Amongst the five powerful ingredients, Rupa Goswami says, sadhu sangha, namakirtan, bhagavat shravan, mathuravasa, shrimurtira, shraddhaya sevan, sakala sadhana sreshtha, ei pancha anga, krishna prema janmai, ei panchera alpa sangha. What to speak of? Haranameva kevalam. Especially in Kali Yuga, of all these five, this is the most important part. But all the other four are like anupan to make the medicine more impactful. And as regards time, place, circumstance, and what is that? What Krishna says, translation says, but this should be done in consideration of place, time, and attendant conveniences and inconveniences. Conveniences and inconveniences. Desha kala patra, you know, desha kala vibhagavit. Who is to decide? Who is to decide what is the right thing, what is the wrong thing? The scriptures are there. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal was in the bush for a long time. Giridhari Gopal was in the bush. But only when Madhavendrapuri happened to come on his way, Ayachaka Vritti, he would never even beg anything unless somebody gave him. And Krishna personally came and offered him that pot of milk. And then when he left, in the dream again Gopal came and makes a very interesting statement. Bahudina tomar patha kari nirikshan, kabe asi madhav ama karive sevan. Bahudina tomar patha kari nirikshan. He said, since a long time I have been waiting for you, I am observing you. I have been waiting for you. Kobe asi madhav ama karibe sevan. Why? I am waiting. When will Madhavendrapuri come? Why? Tomar vashe, tomar prema vashe kori seva angikar, darshan diya nistaribo sakala samsar. Tomar prema vashe, only by the influence, I am obliged by your love. Tomar prema vashe kori seva angikar. I don't need your service. I don't need all the ingredients that you offer. Lakshmi sahastra shata sambhrama sevyamana. What does Krishna need? Our ingredients. Is he hungry? What has captured me is your love. Tomar prema vashe kori seva angikar. I am eager for that, you know. Rukh sakh vidurgar khayo, aise prema pujari. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prechati. So, and we see the two reasons. One, when there is a deep desire in the heart of a devotee to please the Lord, because love means to serve with a desire to please. No other consideration other than
to serve with a desire to please the Lord. If that is one ingredient, which is, if it is in its pure form there in some heart, such a person as an acharya, actually whatever he does, mahajano yena gata supanta, that is the right place, that is the right time, that is the right process, that is the right attitude. And through this particular pastime, the Lord wanted to show to the whole world, Lord Chaitanya himself says, he says, pragadha premera ei swabhav achar, nija dukkha vighnadira na kare vichar. No inconveniences are considered. This is the natural result of intense love of Godhead. The devotee does not consider personal inconveniences or impediments. In all circumstances, he wants to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I would like to read this translation before I conclude. It is natural for those who have developed intense love for Krishna not to care for personal inconvenience and impediments. Such devotees are simply determined to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative, the spiritual master. In all circumstances, even amidst the greatest dangers, they undeviatingly carry on with the greatest determination. This definitely proves the intense love of the servitor. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.4.8, Tattenu kampam sushamikshamanaha. Those who seriously desire to get free from the clutches of material existence, who have developed intense love for Krishna, are worthy candidates for going back home, back to Godhead. An intense lover of Krishna does not care for any number of material discomforts, scarcity, impediments, or unhappiness. It is said that when one sees apparent unhappiness or distress in a perfect Vaishnava, it is not at all unhappiness for him. Rather, it is transcendental bliss. In the Shikshastaka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also instructed, Ashlishyava Padaratam Pinashtumam. The intense lover of Krishna is never deviated from his service despite all difficulties and impediments brought before him. And then Lord Chaitanya says, Eitar gadh premo loka dikhaite, Gopal tare agya dila chandana anite. Sri Gopal wanted to show how intensely Madhubendrapuri loved Krishna. Therefore, he asked him to go to Nilachal to fetch sandalwood and camphor. And if you see the way Madhubendrapuri, whatever was available, he didn't have anything with him. He wouldn't even beg. And he just took the help of the villagers, and from that bush he brought out this deity. We were recently at Nadwara. That's where the deity is, Gopal deity right now. It's actually a projection from the stone. Actually, it's a big stone. The way they beautifully serve, exactly as it has been done, like Sanatana Goswami established Madan Mohan's service. You know, the same mood, Srinathji is being served even today at Nadwara. This is Gopal, who originally established that kind of service by Madhubendrapuri. And whatever was available, he put one stone at the back, bottom, one stone behind, and put some chatai type kind of thing, and four sticks. In one day, a huge feast. After 5,000 years, this was the second time that annakoot of that nature was conducted. When Madhubendrapuri, and all this happened in just one day. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, similarly this ISKCON is spreading all over the world. It's amazing how things happen. And since then, every day the annakoot started, because different villages started standing in queue and telling, we would like to take this service. And every day there was a festival. Every day there was a feast. Everyone was profusely served. And what was after the whole feast, after brahmanas were fed, the dogs were fed, everyone was fed, some little milk ingredient was there, and that Madhubendrapuri just accepted as prasad. Because his happiness was just to see the deities are served nicely. No other anya vilashita shunyam, other than just the pleasure of the Lord. Because of that one main ingredient, whatever they exactly know, in fact, whatever they do is actually the essence of rules and regulations. Smartavya satatam Vishnur vismartavya na jatuchit sarve vidhini shedi hasim eta yoreva kinkara. And because they have the king of devotion in their heart, whatever they do is actually the process. They know exactly what is the time, place and circumstance. And whatever they do is the perfect way of it. Because Krishna doesn't see the externals. With the best resources available, with the best understanding through Guru Sadhu Shastra, and with the best of intentions, what will please Krishna most? And the thing is done. Irrespective of what the world says, Krishna will accept it. And that is the perfection of deity worship. Krishna is happy. Prabhupada gave us two important principles. Cleanliness and punctuality. And I was thinking about deity care, devotee care we are discussing. Care as a virtue and care as a function. One should genuinely feel that everyone should be nicely cared for. If the leader is not feeling about it, things will not happen. He should feel. But simply feeling is not enough. It will be lip service without a proper system in place. So, essence of deity worship is purity. Purity of intention, purity of ingredients, purity of everything. And born out of that intention is put systems in place where everything is pakka, time to time. You can even predict. And that kind of sadhana, apparent sadhana, is maintained out of that love. For a pure devotee, this is a detail. For us, that is the essence. Right now, as sadhakas, we have to do it in that mood, as Prabhupada said. You should worship as Lakshmi Narayan, meaning Aishwarya Bhav. We can't become artificially, prematurely, you know, too much sahajiya kind of thing. No, I like this. No, this is, there are systems in place. But eventually, that system will give rise to that feeling of a genuine desire to create the best facility so that Krishna is happy. And darshan diya nistariva sakala. The only reason Krishna comes is to shower his mercy. Give his darshan. Darshan diya nistariva sakala samsara. And that's the only reason why devotees call the Lord. They are happy, they are satisfied. But they want to share that mercy of Krishna, what they are relishing, with the whole world. And that's how they invite the Lord. Please, my Lord, please come. So that you can give this mercy, as Advaita Acharya said. We are helpless. You have to come and you have to give mercy. Then this deity is talk and walk and, you know, reciprocate in amazing ways. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya grantharaj shimad bhagatam ki nitai go premanandi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.